Today is July 14th, 2023. This is episode 224 of Maelstrom Radio.
Maelstrom Radio. With your hosts, Gladys and Schinter.
And welcome everybody to Maelstrom Radio. My name is Flatus. With me, as always, is my good friend and co-host, Quentin. Hey, bud. How are you? We be in the room. Well, you know, I did that thing where I went to work this week. So, you know, but it's fine. We're here. Our friends are here. That's true. Yeah. You know, I'm here. You're here. He, she, we here. The cats are here. Yeah, we're good. Everyone's good. Welcome to Maelstrom Radio. Everyone's okay. Now it's starting to sound like maybe we should send a checkup. Do we send help? I feel like we should send help. Ooh. Hi. Oh. They can't hear you? Oh, well.
Primate Jays can't hear me. Well, if you're talking to yourself, this has been even a great... This is great. Oh, no, I can hear myself.
You can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
He, she, we're here. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
I promise I've been here the whole time.
So, Maelstrom Radio are adults. We have adult jobs, and sometimes the week got hands. Well, I'm going to have a good week. Oh no. So, bear with us. Is that, you poking fun at me now?
Is yes. That where,
that's unfortunate.
Okay, at the very end of the week, I finally got everything sorted out, so I'm happy.
I like that Coffee Jason is like, the week do got hands. It really does. Yeah. It really do. So, you know, good times over here. So, man, it's... yes, 223 episode of Zero. This is the first show. Well, chilly. Sometimes...
Extreme casual version.
Yeah, it's a cash podcast today. Cash, we're cash, keeping it cash. Which I'm okay with. Quentin and I are sophisticated men who like to keep it casual. Both in our when we buy Dockers, and. I don't know why. I don't know what possessed me to say that you and I keep a cash by buying Dockers, but that's where...
Yeah, I can't say that I have.
I don't think I don't think I even own a pair of Dockers.
I've never owned a pair, so
I feel like
this is where we are.
I feel like guys who own Dockers, I don't know, or like there's like a specific guy that owns Dockers, like you know, like sure.
Those are shoes, right? Yes, Chili, those are shoes.
Wait, are Dockers shoes? They're pants.
Well. What am I thinking of?
Skechers? Like Dockers are like a casual Dockers khaki.
I know what you're talking about, but there's also a boot that I'm thinking of. Doc Martens.
Doc Martens. I own a pair of those.
Yeah. Close, right?
I mean, Doc Martens don't come in khaki. Susan, not close at all. You know, I like how Thursday we were talking about trying to get sponsored by Thomas's English Muffins. And today we're just over here like, yeah, we're Dockers. By the way, we're not sponsored by either English Muffin or a casual khaki, by the way.
That would be an improvement.
Can we have ranks again? Can casual khaki be a rank? I feel like Chili at this point should be casual khaki. Are you writing that down? Can we have a Mortimer wearing a casual khaki, but it's just like not a pant leg, like his bottom half is just like a khaki color with a belt? Can we jot that one down? No one's jotting this down. Well, let's go back to the show, I guess. Welcome to Maelstrom Radio. So if you've been keeping up with us this week, I've played Final Fantasy 16.
Yep.
I'm torn. Is that okay? I think that's a valid feeling to have, right? Because part of me is like, this is fun. This is a delightful game. Like, I'm here for it. Then the other part of me is like, every time I open the encyclopedia of lore, it's all white people. it's like they have this cool.
You knew that going in.
I did know that going in. I did. I'm not saying I didn't. I'm not oblivious to that. But I was like, I was kind of hopeful that like maybe there was like. Like just one token Spanish guy, like just one.
You knew going in.
I know, but I just won. Just no, even no. Like, but in a game about slavery, you think
you know better than this? They said no, it's white people only.
Oh, white people. But I almost feel like they went white people only because I feel like they couldn't figure out how to like do slavery with anybody of color. Like they're like. Oh boy!
Just make people all different colors, and you're good.
No, they can't. They can't. They couldn't do it. It was hard.
Mm-hmm. Let's just hit randomize.
No. Too too scary. Scary. Spooky. The darkest thing I've seen was the black mage scarecrow.
Ouch.
Yeah. Kami J says, to be honest, this is bittersweet, but I'm fine with having it, having as little POC as possible in a game about slavery and oppression. I that's where I'm torn. I'm like, okay, maybe that's the reason. Like,
No, it's not the reason.
They didn't want to add it. Yeah, I know. The problem is, it's like, hey, listen, like, I would have been more understanding if they said, hey, listen, like, we are tackling some tough discussion, like we don't know how to tackle it, right? So we're just gonna put all white people in there. Susan says they can't handle other cultures, but then the game is made by Asian people, but all the characters are European.
Well, that's because the default person is just British.
Yeah.
Don't know why it is. That's the default Final Fantasy person.
All default person is British.
English. I should say all default English person is British.
Chili is the default human. Congratulations, Chili. When you load up an RPG, the first thing you get is Chili. Oh, default.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Chili says. Well, Other than the color of people's skins, the game itself is good, right? Like, the game itself is good. The story seems interesting so far. It is well written. It's by the people who, I think, the team that created Heavensward. So, you know, I'm going in with the expectation of, like, I'm aiming for Heavensward. Like, so
everyone's gonna die too.
Oh, probably. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You remember Heavensward?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of death already. Don't worry. They're not. Also, it's a very adult Final Fantasy. Very adult. Like, very adult. Like, they're dropping
adult.
Like, dropping F bombs, saucy. Okay,
so swearing.
saucy scenes, like, saucy scenes. So. Like, definitely not a teen Final Fantasy. Like, there's very, very adult subject matter. It's very Game of Thrones. I will say it's very Game of Thrones.
So lots of incest.
I don't know, maybe. Nothing has been said that it's all incest. So, Chili says, I mean, it's an M. I mean, there's been some T games with some, you know, sketch.
E is for consent.
By the way, sorry, there's no cam. You can't see my new decimal, but I have Susan sent me a link to join Temu, so she could get something, and then they offered me, like, buy a couple things and take a percentage off. So I got this tiny little, I thought it was like a cool spinny moon lamp, but I was when I got it, it made me giggle because it's a tiny moon lamp. So it's now I have a small moon on my desk, so I have a desk ball that lights up. It's nice. It's actually in front of me right now. On, it's glowing. It's very nice. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I have a little moon on my desk. So, you know. And it was far away. No, all right. Well,
yep, that's where we are today.
I mean, it could be worse. Our speed run of Bread and Fred.
Yeah, at least we're going somewhere. We're not going in any specific direction, and honestly, it's not the direction anyone expected. Yeah, but we're going in a direction this time.
We didn't go up. We didn't really go down a whole lot either. I mean, we did, but
I meant for the pot, like, tonight, the podcast.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bread.
Bread and Fred. We did not.
Oh no, we. I think at one point we went full circle. We just went back home. They're like, we're going back home. Yeah, yeah. So for anyone out there curious, go look up Bread and Fred, and then go look up speed runs of Bread and Fred.
They're entertaining.
They are very entertaining. There's clearly a lot of like penguin mentum in that game that we weren't aware of. Like, more so than I think we understood it, but I think there's a lot more tricks to that game than we figured out. So.
Physics.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool
physical art.
Deep mystical land. So, Thursday, we all played Guild Wars 2 together. That was fun.
We did.
Yeah, how did you?
The fifth or sixth time.
Oh, you've been in it. Yeah. I'm warming up to it.
No.
No? I can't. Wait,
what?
I said I was warming up to it.
Oh, warming up to it. I thought you said something else. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's no. I really enjoy the game, and I hope that we'll see how long you two play. I want a game where Bread and Fred in some other context. You know, we could have Bread and Fred Blumba. That's going on a completely different tangent. We'll get there
Bread
later.
Bread Blumbo.
BB.
Oh, BB. I mean, we ran two dungeons.
We did. And a jumping puzzle. And one of the more complex jumping puzzles.
And Susan did it. So.
And you somehow convinced her to do another one.
And she did it.
And she did it. So,
if anything, Susan's becoming a professional jumper. If anything.
See? Yep. Told you.
So, top tier jumper. Also, Ralph is Susan's pet, so it kind of looks like Ash, but it's a lizard.
That's Ash, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got lots of pets, so got a variety. But yeah, we did the first two dungeons, yep. Ascalonian Catacombs and Codicus's Manor.
Yeah.
And they weren't too bad. We did pretty well with them. But the next one is much closer to their level and past where they are in the story, so we haven't hit that one yet. We'll see how much you do your story. Whenever we get your story up, then there's some good stuff coming up.
maybe post-stream. Maybe. It's depending on how I feel.
I know what I'm doing post-stream already. So.
Oh.
Before, while we were waiting for stream to complete or to start today, I did finish all of my Guild Wars 2 dailies and my World vs. World weeklies. So.
A lot of free time.
I'm going to hop back in later after the show. But now I have nothing to do, so I'll have to figure out something to do. But it wasn't a really big secret that I'm hopping back into Guild Wars 2 later tonight.
Shh. Nobody knows.
And pretty much aside from Brett and Fred, that's all I've really played this past couple weeks.
Yep.
So.
I mean, Susan put more time into Octopath Traveler, too.
Susan would also like to point out to the entirety of our lovely audience that she learned how rocks work.
That I think we all learned how rocks work.
I mean, I knew how rocks worked.
I mean, I was the boulder. I was the boulder savant.
You were off doing whatever.
That's a great character name I need to go like acquire later is Boulder Savant.
Yeah. Right after Dirk McGurkin.
Yeah, Dirk McGurkin and then Boulder Savant.
Yeah. Honestly, that's more of a Final Fantasy name.
Boulder Savant. Oh, you're right. Yeah, damn it.
That's 100% that's a Final
Fantasy name. Damn it. That is a good Rogan name.
Yeah, it's a Rogan name.
Boulder Savant.
Yeah.
Black mage.
No, that's a white mage name.
Oh yeah, it could be.
You cast stone.
Boulder's a great rogue name.
Lalo would be Pebble Savant.
Yeah, there we go. Pebble Savant, yeah, that would be my son. don't
Pebble trainee.
Don't you come and bother me or my son again. It's like Rock Lee.
Oh no.
Pebble Savant takes off his leg weights.
Oh.
Sensei! Yep,
that's a thing now.
So Susan has clocked in more time in Octopath Traveler 2. Her total hour count now is 59. She's only at 60 hours. She's like, still has not unlocked the 8th character. So 7 characters deep right now. Getting there. So I never know. Never know when Susan plays Octopath Traveler 2. I show a poem and she's like, I just played.
So. Sometimes she plays Octopath Traveler on her downtime. Sometimes she plays Guild Wars 2. Sometimes other things.
I think
you never know.
The cool thing about Guild Wars 2 is that she could just go around and do nothing and get a level. Like she's like, oh, I just get levels.
That's how she's done it so far.
Yeah, that game just feeds you.
That's levels. Why she's almost past you.
Well, no.
She just wanders around and automatically levels you.
No, I'm still ahead of her unless she leveled around today.
No, that's what I mean. Like she went from 0 to what, like 53, 54? In the meantime, you went from like 51 to 60.
Oh yeah. Well,
like
I have less time.
Just wandering around, she has done really, really like she's leveled fast.
Thanks, game. Well, isn't it like birthday time right now? Or is it just my birthday?
For characters?
Yeah.
It depends on when your character was created. Hmm. So if you create it at launch, your birthday of a launch character is about August 12th, I believe.
Okay, so that then Beef Hard Blast's birthday was recently.
Yeah.
Way to go, Beef. By the way,
I have to wait. My next one's in August, so Legends say Flatus is still sat in a corner making item space.
I know. I have plenty of item space now. I'm good on item space.
Did you get bags?
No, I just dismantled everything. Everything got nuked.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. With the... Susan has a question for us. Is how many MMOs are we actively playing right now?
That's pretty easy. I'm only playing one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm shame on me. Shame upon my family. Technically three?
Actively. It says actively playing.
Technically three.
I don't think that you can say you're actively playing Final Fantasy.
No, I did. I know. I did my things the other day. I got my minion. I was actively playing.
How many times have you logged in the last month? Not one.
Other than the one that... Yeah, no, I've been... Yeah, at least... I think upside of 10.
Okay.
Because I go in, I check my house...
He equally doesn't play all three. There we go. That's valid, Susan. All right. I'll
hey. Hey now. No, nay. I'm playing games. I'm over here. Now, it may be late at night. This is what I do. This is what I do when Susan's sleeping. I play my games. 3 a.m. rolls around. I'm doing crimes. Ash is yelling at me from my door, because I got a gate up so Ash doesn't come in here and just chew on everything. And Ash just yells at me, and I'm over here gaming. I mean, you can go back in our Discord. I've posted Guild Wars 2 pictures of myself at like 3 a.m.
Oh, no, I've seen those. I wasn't out in the Guild Wars 2. That's more recent.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what am I going to show you in Final Fantasy I haven't seen? I think it's more shocking that I'm up.
Anything from the latest couple patches.
Fair. And true. Although there is a new dog that's dressed like a ninja, so I kind of like him. I need to go get him. So,
yeah, honestly, I didn't even know Make It Rain was going on. So
yeah, I got my Godbert minion. He rips off his clothes. It's great. It's worth it. It was worth it. It's worth getting him. And honestly, it gave you some more Godbert lore. There seems to be a lot of Godbert lore recently. I'm getting a little worried. Like I feel like they're gonna nuke Godbert.
Well, I mean, he is the main thing in the whole. Like, they needed a way of dealing with Hildebrand.
Uh huh.
But didn't have a good way of dealing with Hildebrand.
Uh huh.
So,
Godbert.
I don't know why they decided like they're going to use Godbert now, and Hildebrand is now officially the relic. So
yeah, well, you do Hildebrand, and then God, like, it's this weird thing, right? Like, you deal with Hildebrand, and then like at the very end, Godbert's like, oh hey, by the way, come meet me over here, and that's it. And then you do the Hildebrand and the relic are truly not. The only thing that makes them related is that you have to do the story to unlock the relic, but the relic and the story have not crossed paths. Does that make sense?
They just touch each other.
Yeah. Well, you know, a little crowbar, a little bit of space.
That could almost be an episode title.
What? Crowbar, a little bit of space?
Crowbar, a little bit of space.
You know, Schmau. I'm playing Schmau. You know, and then is there anything else? No, I rolled. I'm still like ESO is probably the one I'm playing the least, but I do like I try to go in there and I'm like chipping away at my my quest. So slowly, yeah. Because right now I'm like, all right, I'll do Guild Wars. Because I feel like it's the one that if I get to a place, then it's the one I can like jump in a very casual way. And it seems like it's a very casual MMO. It's very cash. We're cash today.
It's literally defined as a game you can play between all of your other games. It was not designed as a main game.
Guild Wars 2 is a pair of Dockers.
It is. No, it is much better than a pair of Dockers. You know, way back when he had the, you know how they have the zip-off pants?
Zip-off pants?
Like, you can take the zipper around, like, the knee, and it takes off the bottom.
Oh, you mean like when you're like, all right, I'm businessman, zip, bam.
Yeah.
I'm ready to party.
Yeah.
Or you do, like, one leg, so you can, like, show people that you're in, like, you're Titus from Final Fantasy X. That's for all the Blitzball heads out there.
Blitzball sponsored by Dockers.
Yeah, Chili's saying there's all the stuff soon. So, Blue Age, Relic, all the stuff soon. I mean, technically, all the stuff came out
here.
Yeah, is that what it says?
Yeah, Tuesday it says we're gonna get the Criterion Dungeon, the Blue Mage cap raised to 80, new job quests, Blue Mage spells, more Hildebrand, more relic weapons.
As well,
like all, 4 days away.
All new job quests? That's interesting.
I haven't done the last patch, so I probably won't be in this one. I'm
curious about these all new job quests.
But there's lots here.
That the Blue Mage job quests are just like everyone's getting new job quests. I'm curious. Someone tell me. Informed data.
Based on what it says here,
I'm thinking Blue Mage.
It says Blue Mage job quests, Blue Mage. So it's probably Blue Mage job quests.
Okay. So it's not like a weird, like, Blue Mage, like a weird sandwich where it was just like we got blue mage bread, and then the middle was just like a weird job quest meat. By the way, blue mage bread, please. Which, by the way, I wish blue mage bread was a spell. Like, they just, I don't know.
They have fish.
Like bake a loaf or something. Pinch a loaf? I don't know. let's dive into, what do you want to dive into first? I mean, we kind of touched on patch 6.45. It's coming out July 18th. So really the only thing, I mean, I'm interested in Blue Mage, but, really other than that, I'm really just more interested in Hildebrand. I'll do the Criterion Dungeon. I think that was fun. I would do that again. It's a new dungeon in Akugane. Authored? It's somewhere. It's over there. It's in the Stormbloods area. So it'd be interesting. I would probably go check that out. But you know, again, I'm still curious about Hildebrand, and like, I kind of just like the Hildebrand story. It's like, it's been very on point this time. It's very good. Very good. Like, the scenes have been like chef's kiss good. Like, it's so sad because I don't think they could ever get rid of Hildebrand because it's so wild and crazy that people just are always going to want more of it. And even if they say Hildebrand, this is the end of Hildebrand, there's no way. Like, they can't do that because they've tried it once before. That backfired. They were like, oh, that was only supposed to be silly twice. We're not doing silly again. Everybody's like, give us the silly.
Yeah, maybe they'll do like a Hildebrand spinoff, or they'll have
Schmildebrand.
An evolution of Hildebrand.
Oh. Fildebrand?
The Adventures of Nashu.
I would love... Alright, that'd be great, honestly. It would just be Nashu sleeping and then making bombs.
Nashu and the child.
Oh, the weird cheat, the weird stinky Lalafell that follows her?
No, Vivi.
That could work.
Random held phone shame.
Oh no! Please don't. Let's not do that. Don't put that out there.
Hildebrand, the new gotcha. Ugh. Get all of the facial expressions.
Oh my god! All right, I might play that. You might got me there. There's been some good facial expressions, like some great ones. I was like, damn, they're really breaking this game. You could tell they're like really just like, let's just, physics don't exist with Hildebrand. Let's just turn them off. So,
that pretty much describes Hildebrand, yes.
Yeah. Let's touch on it. I want to touch on it real quick. So Microsoft technically won the case against the FTC to buy Activision Blizzard. The FTC did appeal. And if I was staying up to date, I just want to make sure I'm correct. FTC appealed. I think it was denied. Let's see. I think it was denied. Court denies FTC. Yep. All right. Yeah. So, guess what? At least on our side, on their way.
This is still only the injunction though. They're still going through with the case.
Oh no,
it's not blocking the merger now.
It's not blocking the merger. So the merger's still going to happen, but they can listen. Microsoft could tie this up in court for years. And Microsoft can throw more money at it than the FTC has taxpayer money. So eventually, let's be honest, the FTC doesn't have that much taxpayer money. So eventually they'll be like, well,
justice system is broken.
Hey.
Handle it.
Down with the bourgeois. What? can we do it while wearing Dockers and eating Thomas's English muffins?
No, because I feel like that's going to be part of the corporations. Mm.
I don't feel like a Tomless English, Tomless. Tomless's English muffins. Thomas English muffins, not a sponsor. I don't feel like they're, are they big corporate? I feel like they're the most generic, like they do no harm. Like they're, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
maybe they do. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you know them as a brand, so.
I mean, I do, but.
Yeah.
I mean, how many other English muffins do you know?
I didn't even know that one, so that's not a good question.
All right, how many brands of English muffin brands?
Wait, aside from store brand, so.
Oh, that's true. English muffin brands. I didn't.
Heard of them. They're different from. Yeah, I think they're called something different in the UK.
Oh my god, there's one called Fran Frans.
We've had this before.
And Bebe's
discussion.
There's also Rudy's. Apparently, there's a lot. So, who knew? Although Thomas's, I'm just interested. Maybe Thomas is owned by Big Breakfast. I feel like maybe Thomas is owned by somebody that we're not aware of.
Big Bread.
Big Bread.
And yeah, it rises to the top.
Yep. That's what we're doing now. Just doing bread jokes.
Oh, no.
Bread humor. Found it. Registered trademark of Bimbo Bakery. Oh, Bimbo Bakeries.
Yeah, I read that. I'm just like,
No, that's real. They're little symbols of bear.
Is it? I don't see a logo for them.
Yeah, no, Bimbo Bakeries. It's real.
Oh, no, I know it's real. I just was reading. I'm just like, that's.
It's unfortunate. Bimbo, yeah, Bakeries.
It is. The parent company is a Mexican multinational food company.
Yep.
With a presence in over 33 countries and annual sales of over $15 billion. Yeah. So, yeah, they're pretty big.
Yeah, Bimbo Bear. He's cute. He's got like he's a little white bear. He's got a little hat and a chef's apron.
Now we're going back into Soundbites territory.
Oh, well,
that's true.
Yeah, snack pack. I guess they're just snack packed.
Now you're gonna have to do a whole episode just on
English muffins. Yeah, we might have to. So
send something chilly.
Also, to give you an update on us, the show itself, one of the reasons why we did Bread and Fred was we were like, all right, well, we have to fill a gap of time, right? Like right before another game comes out. Well, Bread and Fred kind of it was cute and probably would have fit the aesthetic of us, but
you could say that it kind of fell through.
Yeah, there we go. we gotta find something else to fill the gap. But some exciting news. Next month, the Blumbos are back. Producer Susan will now be part of the Blumbo family. Heels, you will be returning as I don't know what yet, but and we will be gallivanting through Baldur's Gate 3. We don't know how long that game playthrough is going to be, but
probably fairly
strap in. So
yeah,
that's all I got to say. Strap in, because you know. Going to be some Blumboing. There's going to be a Susan. Going to be Heels You, myself, and Quentin. Some characters. I'm keeping a little knowledge about the game, but I know there's supposedly many classes. So it's going to be a fun time. So I have a feeling this is going to be the most D&D game that is not D&D itself. Does that make sense? I feel like that makes sense. Like, this is going to be the most, like, digital version of D&D possible.
And if you're not familiar with D&D, that, you're in for a treat.
It's going to be
D&D a treat. D&D is not just going and rolling dice and slaying things.
No, it's fitting chili into holes.
D&D, it's the messes we make along the way.
It's your dwarf, oh, you know, becoming the captain of a ghost ship and owning it.
Yeah. We never did anything with it, though.
Oh, no.
I mean, another interesting, exciting thing. Our D&D campaign is wrapping up. We are currently in the midst of our final epic battle.
Yeah.
So sometime in the future, we will have to have an episode where we'll have people on and we'll chat about our campaign. It's been 2.5 years in the making.
Yeah. It's been pretty wild, honestly. So
lots of holes.
Yeah. A lot. There's been a few sketchy dice roll evenings. So. And some great ones, honestly. We've pulled off some there. I have to say this might have been some of my favorite dice roll moments in D&D, playing D&D with this group. Some of my favorite. Just like some of the things were able to pull off was pretty epic. So
yeah.
So I know it's all chance, but damn, that was from pretty good.
When
luck.
Your DM allows it.
Yeah, that too. So
remember the demon we sealed and changed the campaign?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well. So. And last but not least, FanFest is just around the corner. Unfortunately, your boys and Susan will not be there. This is usually the episode where we do our FanFest predictions, where Quentin and I don our FanFest hats and talk about what we, you know, could make us excited. Could make us come, you know, really thrive and make this game amazing.
Next expansion announcement is what they're going to do.
Probably. But the question is, what do you think we're doing? Like, where do you think we're going? What do you think is going to happen? Do you think there's going to be a new job? Like, what are your thoughts? New job?
I'm behind a patch, so I'm not up to speed of what's going on. So I don't really know where we're going.
So I will say, nothing even in this patch has hinted at where we're going. So it won't, and I don't think it will be until next patch. And I think Chili will agree with me. I think 6.5 would be when they start hinting at where we're going.
That's usually the case is around 6.5, 6.0, like 0.5, 0.55. We'll start ramping up to there. I think the new expansion will get announced. Do I think there's going to be new classes? I think yes, but I feel like though they may only introduce one.
Okay, that's fair.
They have a lot of classes introduced. They seem to have a lot of trouble with all the different classes. And we have an oversaturation of some things. Like even when you look at the healers, like they added a new healer, but the healers, last I recall, were not in a great state. a lot of healer mains that I know stopped, myself included. So
fair.
There needs to be some rework to a lot of those mechanics, and they may do some of that, but I don't.
I'm hoping.
No.
I'm hoping Dark Knight gets her.
Final Fantasy 14 Hellback.
Yeah, well, Hellback. It still sounds like a shot. Like a pickleback, but worse. Like a pickleback, but it's got hot sauce on it. In it.
Pickleback, but.
Look at this pickleback. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, anyway, like, yeah, there's nothing really at this point. I may come back and play at the expansion, or I may catch up on some patch stuff, but it's definitely not a focus for me at this point.
Mm-hmm. And the cool, I think, I mean, even they say, like, hey, you can always take a break and come back and do that content, right? Like, it won't hurt you to do it and say, like, hey, we know the expansion's coming out here, and you could easily say, like, all right, maybe I'll come back at this point and then start doing that content so I just at least catch myself up and then get to where I'm comfortable, do whatever you need to do to get to the expansion. I would love to see a Dark Knight rework. Dark Knight's fine, but I feel like it's just, like, a lot of the uniqueness of Dark Knight is gone. Like, I feel like it just is just a weird, like, they had this, like, idea for it, and then they just scrapped the cool parts of the idea, and they're just like, here you go, and I'm like, well, it's just kind of, it's just, now it's just flashy, and, like, the rotation's kind of basic. So, where I loved, the reason I loved Dark Knight was that the interesting part of Dark Knight was that in order to tank, you had to build up your mana, and while, yes, you lose mana as Dark Knight, the ability to build up the mana is, like, not as strong. Like, they took away a lot of the things that helped you build up the mana, so you could, like, burst into tanking again. So it's tough for me, right? Like, it's like, I don't want to play, like, I don't want to have to go through and I could go level one of the other jobs, right? But I really like Dark Knight. Like, I really enjoy it. Like, I stopped at the beginning of Heavensward and leveled Dark Knight right on up. Quentin, help me. Like,
I know. That's why I switched from Bard to White Mage.
Yeah. So, like, I love that job, and it just does, it feels okay. Like, it just feels like it feels okay to play. It's not like in a bad state. It just doesn't feel fresh and, like, fun. Like I look at Warriors over there. It's like, oh, like, Chili can go in and go, like, one shot old bosses solo as a warrior, and I'm like, what the heck? Come on. Like, Dark
Knight Warrior is just,
yeah, but
Warrior is overpowered.
Oh nay. Like, let's not do that. Like, let's, you know, like, I feel like they're very, like, one-sided with, like, certain things.
Yeah,
and then Warrior has an AoE heal now too. Like now
to say that, like, Warrior should be nerfed. I don't think Warrior should.
No,
be
nerfed. I think everything
else should be buffed to that level.
Yes, like, or look at it and say, like, what can we do to make Dark Knight unique again? And, like, Paladin got some major updates, right, with the cool, like its new rotation and the swords and summoning of the blades and stuff like that. Looks cool. Like, it looks really flashy and cool. Like, Dark Knight just got, like, Here's a cylinder that you shoot out, and it's just kind of like, it's like, bleh, there you go. Like, you do it twice if you want. Blah. And, oh, then your little shadow friend will do it too. Like, bloop, there you go. Like, it's just kind of meh. Just, it's just mid. Like, is that the things kids are saying today? Mid, it's mid. Or mid. Hello, kids. Hell yeah. How do you do, fellow kids? But yeah, we'll get into, well, I mean, for those of you that are listening to this, hi, welcome to Maelstrom Radio, where you've been around for a long time. I don't think we're salty. We're just realists at this point. And the reality is that this game is going on for a very long time. And Quentin and I, though, know that they've done a lot of work, like, to separate themselves from other MMOs out there. I want to see, I think, some freshness. I think you're right. I think White Mage itself needs a rework, because I know they already did Astro Religion, and apparently Chili said in chat Astro's getting
They did a white mage rework. It was not great.
It needs another one. Because I don't feel like they got a rework.
It's just a stage, from what I hear.
I feel like it just got a flower and that's it. Like, all they did was give
you
like
a flower, and then they nerfed a bunch of things on it.
So, they're like, here's your lilies. Have a good time. So I don't know. I feel like as much as they're like, hey, we're going to update the graphics and give you a new story, which we know the story is going to be hot, right? Like, we know it's going to be good. We're hoping it's good. Like, you know,
it's a whole new world out there. We're not quite sure.
We could get a Stormblood again. We know. So I don't think they'll do what they did with Stormblood. I think they've learned the lesson from there. So, I would like to see some changes to the classes. The graphical update, we know it's coming. I think we'll see. I think we'll see the graphical update at US Fan Fest, right? I think we'll see. I don't think they'll show us everything. I think they'll show us some of it. Like, they've already shown us some of it. I think they'll show some in game. I don't know if they'll show us like
the trailer that we get will, like, the trailer will have updated graphics, CGI and whatnot, but when they show off bits and parts of it after the trailer, it'll probably have all the new hotness.
Yeah.
And they'll probably put a lot of emphasis on, hey, look at how good this all looks. And less on the, this is where you are.
So, a question for you.
They don't want to reveal that yet.
Do you think, because, fair. No, because Sony and
Friday night.
Because Sony and Microsoft have said that PlayStation 4 and the old Xbox One X and whatever the hell the other one was called, that they're no longer supported.
The PlayStation, the Xbox, and the other one.
No. The Xbox One X, and then whatever because Xbox had two things. It was like the Xbox One X and the S. Maybe it was the S. I don't know. Anyway, that's it. Like, they're over, right? Like, they're not developing any more games for it. It was like there's enough PlayStation 5s and whatever the new Xboxes are called. I don't know.
Xbox One.
Oh, that's right.
I think it's still Xbox One X, yeah.
Oh, my God. Their nomenclature sucks.
Yeah, Microsoft is not good at naming.
Oh, my God. Like, 360 was okay. I understood that. Like, that was all right. Like, what are you going to do? Like, maybe, like, Xbox Next? I don't know. Like, maybe spend some money.
Xbox One.
Oh, my God. Just maybe spend some money on somebody naming your crap better.
Xbox One wasn't the worst name. It's when they decided that it was going to be the Xbox One X and S after that.
Yeah. Anyway, so those are end of life. Do you think
the fact that it's X-Bone?
X-Bone. Do you think? Do you think they'll announce you think that this new expansion with the graphics? You think they'll launch on PlayStation 4?
Yeah. There is still, I would posit that there are still a large number of consumers, especially playing Final Fantasy, that are still on a PS4. So they won't force that upgrade at this expansion yet.
Do you think it'll be the next one after?
I could see that being fair. If the next expansion's in another 2 years, that's probably a reasonable time frame. Considering they supported the PS3 right up to...
Because...
Like, relatively recently. That was a very long support cycle, so... PS4 still got a way to go
because because of the court case and some bad Sharpie marking and some comments made. There looks like new consoles are probably aimed for like 2028. So, far off. That's 5 years.
Yeah. But that's still way, like, that's enough time for the current gen consoles like PS5 to mature more. Like, PS4 will be dropped. I think PS4 will eventually be dropped just because once something is old enough, it doesn't make sense to continue supporting it when you don't have a lot of people working on it.
Yeah, they dropped PlayStation 3, so.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know if they'll drop it for... They may drop it for, like, hey, we can do better things with this now that it's gone, but it'll probably be more of a decision of we don't want to support this anymore because it's not worth our time.
Yeah.
Which is the exact same thing they did with the Mac client.
Mm-hmm. No, but they got the Mac client working for this round, though.
They don't... Well, I don't think they make the Mac client, though. I think they outsource it, don't they?
Do they?
I don't think that they make it directly.
That's interesting. I know they... like, one of the posts recently, they were like, hey, we've updated the Mac client recently, so go do that. So... I don't know if it was for this. It wasn't like they launched the expansion later. Just Tilly's saying the PS3 had 256 megabytes of RAM. But how many flops did it have? Because everyone's about flops now.
It flopped.
By the way, I found out there's a pet in Guild Wars 2 called like something flop fish, or floppy fish. And I've never seen a more like chilly pet than he needs. And it's just a floppy fish.
There is a floppy fish. Mini Crichton floppy fish.
There you go. Chili does the floppy fish.
Also, look you at can turn move. Into a floppy fish, but hey.
Look at Chili turn into a floppy fish. He'll hypnotize you.
It's okay. Whenever you finally get to the point where you can unlock fishing, you can start getting some fabulous fish fillets.
PS3 had 230 gigaflops. Please gigaflop this.
Well,
can we show title gigaflops, please? Just jot that down. I don't know if it'll be it, but I kind of like the word gigaflop. This, you know, this episode started off as a gigaflop and it got better.
Gigaflop is actually a legitimate computing.
I know it is, but okay. I know. I'm aware. I just
so that we're on the same
page. Everybody's on the same page, but still, gigaflop.
I don't know. I like the yottaflop.
The autoflop? Yotta. You said the autoflop. I was like...
Y-O-T-T-A.
Okay, I thought you said autoflop, and I was like, is that like a battery-operated like Magikarp?
No.
Like, all it is like... Oh, auto flop. That's my other new Guild Wars. my other new Guild Wars 2 characters. Auto flop.
Anyways, it sounds like we're at that point in the night where we probably should start wrapping things up.
Yeah, sure. For
the rest of the podcast flops.
I just want to remind you that, by the way, did you see that new mount? Did you scroll down enough to see that mount?
I did. Yes, it's kind of weird looking.
I love him.
It looks like it's perpetually screaming in pain.
Yeah, kind of like all of us.
For those who are not familiar, this is the new mount being released with patch 6.45 on Tuesday.
I have a feeling that
I'm trying to get a link for chat, but yes.
I think that's the new Criterion mount, if I had a guess.
Yes.
Based on design.
Specifically in the Criterion dungeon.
Dungeon.
Piece. So. Yeah.
So, just want to remind everybody, our next live podcast will be Friday, July 28th, FanFest weekend, the day of FanFest. Quint will be away on assignment. Susan will be here. We'll be talking FanFest. There's going to, you know, the day before, getting my wisdom teeth out. So the next day, going to talk FanFest. Pretty good weekend, I say. So I'm excited to talk FanFest, see what's going on. And the cool thing is it's all free. Little bum that I can't pay to watch the concerts, but you know that is what it is. But at least we'll be able to share a lot of the news. We'll try to jot things down. I'll be home because I'll be recovering, but I'll still be able to talk for the podcast. but if you know, like maybe we can hang out in our Discord and watch the things and hype FanFest. It's always fun. Like, you know, even though we're not there, I think it'd still be fun just to be hanging out and hype. Even though Quentin won't be here, he'll be away on assignment. I think if you're just interested in just some Final Fantasy news and want to hang out with us, you know, come hang out. We'll do a thing. We'll hang out in Discord. Yeah, co-streaming up in the air, because there's nothing saying that we can co-stream. So We abide by the rules.
So we do have some programming changes coming up in the next few weeks. Keep an eye out on our socials, Discord, just to see what's going on. But there is going to be a little bit of shakeup, especially while I'm gone out and traveling. We should be back to normal in August again.
Yeah. And I can't tell you where I am in Final Fantasy. I can't, like, hour-wise. I probably can go look, but I can't tell you where I am story-wise, like, how much more I have to go. But if you're missing out on me playing Final Fantasy 16, you want to see those streams. They're up on our YouTube, so you can go check that out. Last I left off, there was a cool place with some robots in it. So just, you know, wink. So with that, I want to thank you all for joining us on this episode of Maelstrom Radio.
224, for those keeping track.
224.
Yep.
224. I wrote it down, so I won't forget.
That's good.
Next time, who knows? So, although I do like that next episode is 225, so... So thank you for joining us this episode. I appreciate all of you for hanging out with us. We're going to go skedaddle. You know, let us know. Tweet at us. Are you playing Final Fantasy 14? Are you playing Final Fantasy 6? Are you taking a break to do one or the other? Are you playing Guild Wars? Doing the Guild Wars?
Are you looking forward to Palia?
Oh, yeah. Going to do Palia. So Chili says, yep, racing as we speak. Not to Palia, but Final Fantasy 14. yeah, maybe one day I gotta look at my NDA. So, but once it hits open beta, come at me. I'll talk about Palia. I have lots. So, thank you everybody for hanging out with us. I truly appreciate it. Don't forget, you can share this with your friends, your families, and your Nana. Surprisingly, Nanas like Maelstrom Radio. They like it here. They like, they think Quentin's got a nice voice, and
nine out of 10 Nanas approve.
Yeah. And they think I'm rugged. So it's a good balance for Nanas. And with that, till sea swallows all. Keep listening.
Maelstrom Radio is brought to you by Flatus, Shinter, and me, Susan Sprinkle. Join us for live podcast recordings and game streams on twitch.tv/maelstromradio. Give us your feedback. Send an email to show@maelstromradio.com. And please, check out all of our links at linktr.ee/maelstromradio. Views and opinions expressed by our hosts and guests do not reflect the views and opinions of any companies discussed on this episode.